This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. Could that problem in China's swine industry be the thing that resolves the trade war? One analyst says it's a very good possibility. I'll share his comments coming up after this.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of DowDuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
The information that has been coming out of China is somewhat limited about the disease in their hog herd. They're not giving any numbers about the number of hogs culled to stop the disease, but it is known that that disease, commonly called African swine fever, is spreading, impacting about 80% of the Chinese hog herd. Their hog herd is the biggest in the world, over 430 million pigs. They are the biggest pork producer and the biggest pork consuming nation. And Dennis Smith says the Chinese people consume more pork than the rest of the world combined. He's the longtime livestock and meat analyst with Archer Financial Services, and he was on our television show last weekend. And Dennis notes that the Chinese still have a tariff on pork from the United States in response to the U.S. imposed tariffs in our trade war on Chinese shipments. But Dennis notes that there have been of late unusually large pork exports from the United States to Hong Kong, pork believed to be destined to fill some of the void in China being created by their swine disease problems. And as a result, Hong Kong has become our second largest buyer of pork from the United States. Dennis says it is enough of a bind on the Chinese government that they will drop the tariff, now in effect on U.S. pork shipments to them. He says they need our pork. They need some from Europe, too, to fill the void. And Dennis Smith believes the Chinese will be fighting the African swine fever problem in their hog herd for at least 5 years, if not longer. Now, he notes we routinely have tight biosecurity at our swine operations in the United States, but China is a different story. Much of the production there is from what they call courtyard operations. Biosecurity, he says, is almost unheard of. That's allowing the disease to continue to spread. It's in the wild hog herd, and it means the disease will likely spread to China's neighbors in Asia. Dennis says it'll make it a major regional problem. I'll be back after this.